Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Staff. This year we'll be talking Daf less than a day. In a few minutes here, we're looking at Beitza 27. We learned in a Mishnah, if one slaughters a Bechor and only afterward he showed its blemish to an expert who determined that it was indeed a permanent blemish, Rav Yehuda permits the animal to be eaten. But Rav Meir says, since it was slaughtered without the sanction of an expert, it is prohibited. Even if an expert conducts a post-mortem examination and finds that the animal had indeed been permanently blemished. The idea being, talking about an expert. Is there any area in your life that you feel that you are an expert in? Is there any area of your life that you feel you could contribute your knowledge, your quality, your ability, your special talents in, and you're an expert in that area? You don't have to be fully an expert, but if there's something that you're really good at, something you're really talented in, something that you really can contribute, you must do so. I talk about this very often on all my podcasts, on all my shows. You have to contribute what you can. Everyone in their own way is an expert in something. Some person may be very talented in Y. Some person may be very talented in X. Some person may be very talented in Z. You have to contribute what you can. That's why I'm so passionate about OT, occupational therapy. I'm very drawn to it. I love my job. I'm very passionate also about my podcast. I love radio. I love audio, and I love to use it. And my dream, of course, is to be live time on real radio station on the airwaves and to talk on TED Talks or Ellie Talks, one of these things. You have to use your talent. Just as the Gemara talks about an expert, whatever you are quote-unquote expert in or really talented in or really good at, you have to contribute yourself to the world. That's why you're here. That's why Hashem brought you here. You have a special mission, a special tafkid, a special ability that has to be shared with the world. So if you're really, really good at trains and you're working as a bank teller, you may be missing your purpose, missing your calling. Use your expert ability to make the world better. Join us next time as we talk Beitza 28 here on the TTD.